Every day, we rise, challenging ourselves to work for what we believe in. At U.S. Border Patrol, protecting our borders is more than a job. It's a calling. Agents answer the call, working together to keep our country and communities safe. If you are ready for a new mission, join U.S. Border Patrol and go beyond. Learn more at cbp.gov/careers.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Set summer in motion with the most adventurous Honda vehicles yet, like the Passport and Pilot Trail Sport and the Ridgeline, built for better off-road performance and engineered for more adventure. Summer's here. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get a 3.9% APR on a 2023 Honda Pilot, a 2.9% APR on a 2023 Passport, and a 0.9% APR on a 2023 Ridgeline.
Buy online, reserve from select dealers, or visit your local Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details.
Hey, I'm Kelly.
Ian?
Ian,
pleasure to meet you.
If I give this to you, are you up for whatever happens next?
We gave Ian Rappaport a Bud Light and a choice. He has no idea what's going to happen next.
I think I could do that.
All right, he's in the limo, Reggie. That's you.
How are you?
What's your name?
Ian Rappaport.
Ian Rappaport.
Bud Light, the perfect beer for when you're watching a Super Bowl ad about a guy who doesn't know he's in a Super Bowl ad, and we're just getting started.
Fellow Rangers, and welcome to the Ranger Ryan Show. Today we're talking about Bud Light. Bud Light has been in the news a lot the past few months, I would say, for different reasons than what we're going to be talking about today, because we're talking about 2015. However, it seems there are no stranger to controversy. 2015, I didn't even know about this. I've never drank Bud Light. I'm not a Bud Light drinker. I'm not a big drinker. You know, we did that one alcohol episode, if you want to go back and see what drunk Ranger Ryan looks like. So I'm not really familiar, right, with Bud Light. Actually, with any of the Anheuser-Busch stuff, I mean, I'm a Stella guy, you know, I guess, if I had to pick a beer. Corona. I used to like Shock Top. Is Shock Top, is that Anheuser-Busch? I have no idea. All right, so in 2015, Bud Light had an ad campaign. They kind of had a whole marketing campaign. And this led to issues because people accused the brand of promoting rape, which is, probably not the best idea when it comes to marketing. It's probably not something that a brand would go after. But is it a, Are we looking for things that aren't really there? On the bottle. So they went up with this hashtag up for whatever. Hashtag up for whatever.
Jeez.
Hashtag up for whatever. And on the bottle, they put the hashtag up for whatever. And then it's on the bottle. This is on the bottle. It says, the perfect beer for removing no from your vocabulary for the night. What? Not only are we kind of promoting complete and utter drunkenness, right? Like, not just like relaxing, buzzing, or whatever, right? We're talking completely sloshed. And you'll say yes to anything? This is a bad look. And that was in the blue part of the label. Then the red part of the label says, the perfect beer for whatever happens. And it's just like, what? What is happening? This is like creepy. This is super creepy. And I know the campaign started, it's creepy. The campaign started about a month earlier. It started with St. Patrick's Day. And they did this post on Twitter, I think, probably, where it was like a St. Patrick's Day, everybody's looking and they're green and they're like with Bud Lights in their hand. And it says something to the, well, here, I'll look it up. That's what we do in this show, right? We look up stuff live on the air and then I respond to it in real time. Bud Light up for whatever. I'm using a very loud keyboard today. I apologize. St. Patrick's. Okay. Let's see. That should bring it up. In March, Bud Light stirred controversy when the company's Twitter account... It's always Twitter. Twitter account sent out a tweet on St. Patrick's Day that some felt played down sexual content. Played down sexual consent. Quote, on hashtag St. Patrick's Day, you can pinch people who don't wear green. You can also pinch people who aren't hashtag up for whatever. Jeez. So it started out bad. I thought it started out innocent. It never did. Jeez. So when you put it on the bottle that no is, this beer will make no go away, you know? And then you can pinch people who are up for whatever. I've never been to a bar, really. Like a real, you know, like a bar. So I guess this is really not really something that's in my wheelhouse. But I've been to enough places. I did a mystery shop once where I had to go to and eat at the bar. You ever do mystery shops? This is obviously pre-COVID stuff. My wife and I, we don't go out. I'm going to get personal just because I don't want to talk about Bud Light for 20 minutes. We go out to dinner very rarely. Okay, I tell people that we cook at home 7 days a week. I would argue that we don't do that as much during the summer. But again, it's complicated. But we cook a lot. And my wife and I, on occasion, go to the movies and we do dine-in theaters. And that's about the only time we go out. Sometimes, well, we go to comedy clubs a lot. And we eat at the club. But we don't really just go out to eat, right? Because it's expensive. It doesn't taste as good. The ingredients aren't as actually, you know, it depends on where you go. And the food's not that good. It's not that good. You know, I can fry stuff at home. It's not fancy, right, to me. Even a steakhouse, it's like, I can make a steak. I'm not. And it's going to taste way better. And I'm going to get way more meat. It's like, anyway, season better. Sorry. But when we do go out to eat, we used to, pre-COVID at least, we would go out on mystery shop dates. So you can sign up. You might want to Google it. You can sign up to be a mystery shopper, and you go to restaurants, and sometimes you had to play like a part. You know, you had to play like a role. Like I've had to be allergic to gluten before at a Italian restaurant. That was interesting because like the server had to like move the bread to the other side of the table. I was like, okay. And then when the server's gone, you got to like eat the bread because you're not really allergic, you know? But anyway, so we used to do mystery shops and we used to, that was like our date night, right? And we probably just like once a month. And they would pay for like, let's say $50 of the meal. Anything over that would not be covered. A lot of them require you to get appetizer, entree, and dessert. So it's a full thing to make sure the server asks, you know, certain things, requests a drink of the day or requests a certain appetizer. And it's all very, you know, you gotta be kind of cool. It's kind of, you know, it's the only way to be a spy without doing anything bad. You know, you get to play a character, you get to have fun. It's fun. So anyway, we had a mystery shop and the requirement wasn't anything wild. We had to order an alcoholic beverage each. Okay. So it was a 2-person shop. Kids weren't allowed. And you had to order one alcoholic beverage with your meal, and you had to eat at the bar. I will tell you, I've never eaten at the bar in a restaurant before. I mean, I was that day's years old when I did that. And it was actually kind of weird. You know, it's kind of got this, I guess when you sit at the bar to eat, you need to be prepared to talk to strangers. And I know I'm talking to you, but I don't consider you a stranger because you've listened for however long. And it's weird. It's like a weird, you know, something for me that was just like not part of my normal deal. But that was the only time I ordered at a bar, but it's a bar and a restaurant. Does that really count, you know? I ordered Corona Premium, and then she ordered a Stella something. I don't know the names of stuff. But one name I do know is Bud Light. I can't even tell you. I don't even know if I really ever had like a Bud Light. I think I might have, you know, like this was like, I don't even think I was 21, to be honest, but I think I did it for an hour of power. If you don't know what that is, it's where you take a shot every 1 minute of beer. And due to the amount of beer and the amount of time, it has quite the effect on you. Bud Light being the cheapest of the beers at the time, definitely now it would be. I think that's what we had. I'm 80% sure. Just being the more affordable beer, that would make the most sense, especially for someone who might not be of the right age to get it. I'm not gonna confirm nor deny, but pretty sure that's the only time I ever had Bud Light. So I definitely had it before this, 2015. They were, you know, I think anybody who promotes rape culture is probably bound to have a negative response. But I'm very, very, very sure that was not the intent. I think they just meant like acting crazy, I guess. Which is still probably not, you know, I mean, I think we've been in the drink responsibly, you know, mindset for, I thought, quite a while. I thought that was something, you know, that we've kind of taken on. I thought it's been around for a long time, drink responsibly. But this is actually, it comes off as being irresponsible. The vice president at the time was Alexander Lambrecht. Let me make sure. Released the following statement. This was on April 28th. Released this statement. Quote, "The Bud Light Up for Whatever campaign, now in its second year, has inspired millions of consumers to engage with our brand in a positive and lighthearted way. In this spirit, we created more than 140 different scroll messages intended to encourage spontaneous fun. It's clear that this message missed the mark, and we regret it. We would never condone disrespectful or irresponsible behavior." I don't know. I do agree that it was probably a not meant to be that way, obviously. But the word no, no means no has been a popular slogan in regards to, you know, sexual abuse education for quite some time. And I think them implying that no could mean yes is actually probably a very, very dangerous way to market a product and to promote. So, and it's been going on for 2 years they did it. But they did not put the latest tagline on the bottle until 2015, in their second year of Up for Whatever. And that would really be the perfect beer for removing no from your vocabulary for the night. I mean, that is the perfect beer for whatever happens. Combined with that and not having any context as to pose, you know, like what whatever is, not a good light. Not a good light. They did take down the St. Patrick's Day tweet, and I'm assuming they ended the campaign officially after this point. Through my very diligent research, I did see what their current like tagline is. This one was, there were no new bottles printed after this one, but they did not pull the bottles from the shelves, but they did discontinue the offending tagline. Their current tagline is, "Raise one to right now." Huh. Raise one to right now. And that's going to be something they bring into the new Super Bowl as well. We're going to see in, I guess, February, a Raise One to Right Now campaign, having a fresh new ad. And we'll see. We'll see how that goes for them. We'll just have to, see what the future holds. I know that they aren't currently the number one beer in America. They were at this time and continued to hold high spots, but I know now they are actually not even in the top 10. You know, marketing is something that can really affect a brand. Bud Light made poor choices in 2015 that I don't think took them off the top spot, but it definitely raised some concerns. This was kind of just, I don't know. Just didn't really think it through, you know? I mean, the word no is a very important word, and having a brand that promotes the removal of that word, or any word, is probably not the best idea. All right, so until next time, raise one. Raise one to right now, and I will talk to you next time. This is Ryan. I bid you farewell.
Hey, Don. How are you?
Hey, how's it going?
Nice to see you.
She's feeling a little under the weather.
Hi.
Twins?
Yes.
This is a bizarre night. My mind is blown.
They're on their way down.
Prepare to be crushed in tiny tennis.
Just give me 5 push-ups. 2.
I knew it.
It's not a bad shot for my little princess.
Bud Light, the perfect beer for when Don Cheadle, a llama named Lily, and the identical twin of the girl you just met take you to a party where you defeat Arnold Schwarzenegger in a sudden-death ping-pong match that puts you on stage with One Republic. Bud Light, the perfect beer for whatever happens.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
When you need auto parts, O'ReillyAuto.com is just a click away. Order online and pick up at your local store. Visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, O'Reilly.